Welcome, professional wrestling fans, to the PW Fan, the ultimate pro wrestling podcast created by fans for the fans. This is episode 152. I'm your host, collector, barber, musician, the singer Fallbright, with two new singles coming out soon. And most importantly, a professional wrestling podcaster, Talk Wrestling, Tim Gilbert.
And I'm your host, the architect of pro wrestling podcast, Booker Andy.
The intros are only getting longer. So the Forrester brothers are back at it today. Jeremy is not with us. He will join us next week. But before we get started on this week's episode, go to youtube.com/thepwfanpod, where we kindly ask you to subscribe. That really helps us out. And all other social media, you look up at the PW Fan, and we pop up on X, which we don't use very often because it's just awful on there. But Instagram, and most importantly, TikTok. Find us on TikTok. That's our big thing right now. If you want to support us by buying a shirt, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thepwfan. All right, Booker Andy, episode 152. What do you got for us today, buddy?
Well, I was also going to say, yeah, and like Tim mentioned in the beginning, support his band Fallbright, all one word. I believe, right?
Thank you. Fallbright. Jeremy's laughing right now editing this. He's just shaking his head.
He's just like, okay, so this week on the PW Fan, we are going to be talking about the Nueve, Chris Jericho now. We're going to be talking about the Bloodline, and I should also say the OTC. And we're also going to be talking or doing some Crown Jewel predictions. None of us can talk today. Crown Jewel predictions for this upcoming pay-per-view this Saturday, which we'll cover in full on the next episode. So before we get into the actual shows, there's a couple of things. One, I know you saw Tim, the Hardys won the TNA tag titles, probably for the last time.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. It was good. You know, they gave a good hug. They're on top of the ladders, kind of old school. I'm happy for them, dude. I mean, they're in the twilight of their career, so whatever they want to do that makes them happy at this point. They got a lot of money. I'm sure they
still consider free agents.
Yeah. It's not like Jeff can still do stuff. I mean, not like he used to. And I mean, they've definitely slowed down, but, you know, it's cool to see them enjoy kind of whatever they want to do at this point. They've earned it. They've put their bodies on the line for us, pal.
Yeah, brother. God, you're going to be like, what the hell? Vince McMahon setting up new entertainment company amid legal fallout. It says, according to PWI Insider, however you say it, whatever. McMahon is in the process of establishing a new entertainment hub company focused on developing and producing film and television projects. Sources close to the situation indicate that the company will steer clear of launching any wrestling-related ventures, instead focusing on fiction and nonfiction entertainment.
I mean, the guy got $4 billion when he sold his stocks. I guess he's bored and wants to do something with it. I don't know.
What do you say about people that retire? He's like, why don't you just
then
die?
They die. Then they just die, pal. You got to save cats in Nicaragua. I got 3 puppies for sale. That was a whole saga when people thought he was buying and selling animals, fostering them for good PR.
Secondly, so NXT has kind of become a third brand with its TV deals. I guess you can consider it a developmental, but WWE has launched what's called WWE ID. A first-of-its-kind development program designed to provide up-and-coming independent wrestlers a pathway to a potential career in WWE. Which makes it seem like it's like Evolve.
Yeah, I mean, I think
where it's like there's no guaranteed WWE contract, unlike NXT.
I mean,
someone like Bro could go there.
I mean, any day I'm going to get this point out, but you'll let me. It's going to happen. No, but I'm just saying, brother, trying to talk here. I'm just kidding. So, like, it depends on how you look at it, right? Like, some people watch college football, and they prefer that over the NFL. Now, technically, would the college level be considered, like, the proving ground, the breeding ground, the first step into the NFL? Yeah, sure. But there's an audience there for people who prefer that. And I think NXT, once again, they went into a weird period once they changed it to the 2.0 stuff. But I think they've once again kind of found their audience that enjoys their show outside of the normal Raw SmackDown viewer.
So it sounds like this company, though, it's just going to be an independent promotion that is owned by WWE. They're not going to be filming and stuff. It's just for, you know, indie stars can come through there like any other indie company. But WWE will keep an eye on the ones that go through there.
Gotcha.
So no filming. You're not getting, like, camera training. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I think that's the difference between NXT and that is it's like they're not officially in WWE like they would be in NXT. I guess OVW, you had technically a WWE contract, right? They had the roster basically. This independent
you had a development through. What was it? A developmental and a good contract. Some of them were making $500 a week or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Which, you know, is not a lot.
But this, there's no like set roster. Like anyone can come through and get booked, like any other independent company. So I think that's what makes it a little different, which I think is good. I mean, I don't know how it could hurt.
No, I think it's a good idea. No, yeah. No, I'm so, saying.
Let's. No, I'm saying. No, I'm saying.
No, I'm saying. Oh, it's the when they go on the trip, and he's like, "You got no regrets at all, nothing." And he's like, "No, I'm saying,
no, I'm saying."
That's the one where the spider bites the kid's balls.
Yeah, no regrets. He's like, "Not a single letter, huh?"
Not a single letter, huh?
It's We're the Millers is the movie.
We're the Millers, yeah.
He's like, I can't believe you were going to blow that guy. for 20 pesos or something, like something so cheap. Okay, let's get into AEW. I'm going to start with that, ending with WWE. Dynamite this week. Not everyone from the locker room, but, like, you know, that group of people that they're just throwing out there. Mainly the ones that Mox and the gang, that's what I'm going to call them, Mox and the gang.
Mox and the gang.
Call Blackpool Combat Club, but they're waiting on Mox and the gang to show up to the arena after all the beatdowns that have been going on. It just reminds me of NWO and WCW. People are like, let's get him. You've been beating us down.
I mean, sometimes a good gang warfare, you know, it works.
Do it right. Just do it right. That's all I ask. Tony Schiavone would bring out Adam Page for an interview when the show started, like officially. Went live. Hangman would grab the mic from him and spoke for a moment about Colton Gunn, his attack on Colton Gunn. Juice Robinson and Jay White would show up to save Colton, who I believe was returning when Paige would end up taking control. This is just furthering the storyline with the Bang Bang Gang.
The Hangman, Bang Bang Gang. You know.
Hangman has to be in a feud for multiple matches. Fine. We had a fun match, though. Shelton Benjamin versus Sammy Guevara. Shelton would end up defeating him, looking strong. They did do the spot that Shelton did to Shawn Michaels years ago. He jumps off the rope. Shawn Michaels super kicks him, the infamous Shelton Benjamin HBK spot. But this time, Shelton was on the end of hitting the super kick. He's been waiting 20 years.
He hit, dude. It's such a great spot. It just looks so good.
Yeah. Kyle Fletcher would have a promo that me and my friend Corey found to be terrible.
All right.
You ever see a guy do a promo and he's just going around in circles? You know when Batista was like, give me what I want? He just kind of keep repeating things.
Right, right.
That's how this Kyle Fletcher promo felt. He came out with Don Callis explaining why he turned on Will Ospreay. In the end, I forget what he was repeating over and over, but I know the fans were basically telling him to shut the fuck up. He would end up taking a buzzer and shaving his head in the middle of the ring, or at least part of it. So he ended up looking like a maniac with part of his head shaved. But the whole point was people have been comparing him to Will Ospreay. And so one of the things he decided to do to make him not seem like Will Ospreay is shaving his head. So now,
can you imagine though, shaving your head on television just for right before you do it, people telling you to shut up and basically like no one cares. And then you're like, well, I still got to shave my head because it's part of the storyline.
The promo just dragged on. And like by the end, that's when they started chaining it.
I hope for his sake.
We get it, dude.
I hope for his sake. He was like, Beans on Toast. I'd really like to cut my hair. Let's turn it into a storyline, Beans on Toast.
My name's Beans on Toast. I do a terrible. We both do a terrible.
Oh, dude, we're losing British.
Jeremy doesn't even attempt.
Dude, we're losing British listeners by the second if we have any.
I don't think we have any left.
Well, we've ran them off with Beans on Toast. I saw an interview where what was it? George Jenko was doing a British accent to Russell Brand, and he said, "Is my British accent good?" And Russell Brand said, "It's disgusting." So that always just makes me think. That always makes me think. What do they think about ours? So it's probably fucking horrible. Sorry.
I sent you and Jeremy.
You know, we're a bunch of friends. Podcast. We're eating cheeseburgers. Down south.
I sent you a clip of Andrew Santino talking with Bobby Lee on the Bad Friends
podcast. I saw that.
Beans on toast.
I saw that every day for a summer. All right. What you got next?
So how much do you know about ROH and a ladder war match? Is that just a ladder match? What's the difference?
I'm going to be honest with you. On this one, I'm not sure.
What a ladder is a type of professional most commonly.
Do you need me to do the Joe Rogan jamming real quick and like pull it up, or you got it?
Well, I'm looking it up and I just think it's what they call it's just a ladder match, and that's what it seems to have been called in ROH. Well, Chris Jericho and Mark Briscoe had a ladder war match for the ROH World Championship. Mark Briscoe was the defending champion. At the last pay-per-view, he defended it successfully against Jericho, but they had a rematch, and this time it was in a ladder war match where the belt obviously was hung above the ring. In the end, Big Bill would carry Chris Jericho on his back up the ladder to grab the belt to become the Nueve. Tim was hoping it wouldn't happen, but it happened.
I mean,
you want to know why I heard they did it?
No, okay, you got some inside scoop?
Apparently there's a new ROH TV deal, and similar, I guess, to Jericho being the first AEW champion. They were like, put it on a guy that has a history.
Dude, I just want to say we're such good, maybe to our detriment, we're such, you know, we might criticize stuff and like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like, you know, for instance, NXT finally announced that they were going to the ECW arena. And dude, we knew about that. We knew, but we knew about that months ago from our quote unquote inside source who we can't reveal. But we knew about that months ago.
Yeah, I thought you revealed that.
And he kept telling me, like, he's like, dude, it's cool. Just say it. He's, you know, he's kind of being like, everybody does it. And I was just like, no, we're not going to. You know, because we're nice guys. And, so, you know, nice guys finish last. But I could have broke that news months ago. But we didn't. But, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I just got done today watching the Halloween Havoc pay-per-view from Sunday. Really good pay-per-view. My favorite match was Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez, who, if you've seen the videos of Punk, those are his buddies down there. Those two girls. One with Cora Jade's the one that's been going to see Punk live at signings for like years, who became a superstar, and the other one is the NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez, their best friends, teaming up to take on Julia and Stephanie Vaquer. Dude, what a match. They crushed it.
How hard do they crush?
Them bitches hit hard as shit. No, that match was awesome, dude.
Hell yeah.
And that match was really good. It could have main evented the pay-per-view. I thought it was better than the main event in it. But just wrestling-wise, at least. Adam Cole. Yep.
I got a customer at the barbershop. Good guy. He's one of those dudes who he just prefers women's wrestling over the men's wrestling. Like, that's just what he gets into. And to me, it doesn't sound like it's like anything more than that. He just prefers it. So when he comes in, that's what him and I chat about. So next time he comes in, I'll be curious to talk him up about that match. Since you're
you've seen Stephanie Vaquer wrestle at Forbidden Door against Mercedes Moné.
Yeah, that was great.
She had a hell of a showing then, but they've been bringing a lot of outside talent that have made names for themselves on promotions outside of WWE. They've been bringing them in lately to NXT.
Shout out to my boy Ron. Ron is my main go-to source of women's wrestling. I mean, Japan, everything. Ron, you're the man, buddy.
Continue on with Dynamite. Adam Cole would come out at the returning recently, but quickly was interrupted by his own group, the Undisputed Kingdom. Roderick Strong would tell Adam that he also wants MJF first, and Cole agreed. MJF would pop up on the screen getting a back massage, and he would give a speech saying that he would face one of them at Full Gear. First two, three matches would get the spot. So I'm not sure exactly when Full Gear is, but if both guys can get some wins up before them, we'll figure out who is going to face them. House of Black would have a match, and afterwards, Buddy Matthews would call out Adam Cole. So we're getting Adam Cole versus Buddy Matthews this Wednesday. That should be good. They've been doing the storyline with Hook that someone attacked Taz, and I don't remember ever seeing Taz get attacked like backstage, but Hook's been looking for who did it, and he comes out to the ring and says he finally knows who did it. It was the patriarchy, I guess, Christian. Kip Sabin has been taunting the patriarchy lately, but he ends up turning, and he's now siding with the patriarchy. I don't really know what's going on with them. It started with Kip Saban's father being dead and Christian taunting him, and now Kip Saban has, I guess, found a new father in Christian Cage, you could say.
How's everybody's father doing tonight?
Apparently all right.
I'm not going to lie. They gotta move on from this. The father.
It's died down. It's died
we've
down.
Been talking about the it's father for a full year. It's gotta go, dude. It's been over a year.
But it's definitely not every week. Dude, I mean, I think you should bring back What Makes Daddy Magic's Nipples Hard, but...
I mean, that was short-lived, and it didn't get the push it deserved, to be honest.
Tim last week wants the moan from Isaiah Cassidy back.
I'm not going to lie.
Young Bucks.
It is objectively funny as shit.
Well, good segue, because the Young Bucks would defeat Private Party this week, and Isaiah would get on the mic and said, give them one more match, and if Private Party loses, then they'll split up for good. So, Private Party has yet to ever win the tag titles in AEW, and I think this was a last-ditch effort, which is why they're doing it. In the main final segment of the match, Marina Shafir would pull up into the parking lot in a truck, which everyone that's been waiting there apparently all night thought that Mox and the gang would be there, but it was just Marina as a distraction. Claudio and Wheeler Yuta would attack Private Party, who were still in the ring from the match with the Bucks. Moxley would come out dragging out Orange Cassidy's friend Chuck Taylor, and he would take out Chuck with a chair. Chuck Taylor looks like he's now doing backstage producing after retiring. This entire storyline is like Orange Cassidy needs to be the one to step up and take on Mox and the gang. As Bubba Mox says,
in the gang,
20 pounds soaking wet,
and Shane McMahon.
But, well, we'll that's still to be seen.
We'll see.
That would wrap up Dynamite, though. Let's get into Collision. Jay White would defeat Shane Taylor in the opening contest. He would cut a promo afterward to Hangman Adam Page.
There was
a sit-down interview. So yeah, Wheeler Yuta would have a sit-down interview with Nigel McGuinness talking about why he turned on Bryan Danielson. Ricochet would have a really good match with Leo Rush, and then Mariah May would have a promo video. Who is she feuding with? Now I can't remember. That's crazy. That's how much that they have not been doing anything with her title. So bear with me, everyone, because Jamie's on the case. I got people yelling right now at the...
Bear with him.
At the screen, be like, she's feuding with her. Who do you think?
Let me ask you this. Have you ever tried DMT? And do you think that aliens made us and this is some sort of simulation?
She cut a promo, but who was the promo?
So that's a no one. Is that a no on the DMT, by the way?
It is a no on the DMT. I know people that have taken DMT and smoked it, but
no names. No names. Anyway, first and last here.
Yeah, let's get into Raw. This past week, Seth Rollins and Bronson Reed would open up the show, brawling all around. This feud's continuing, and I believe. I'll announce it because there's more to them. New Day would earn a number one contenders match for the tag titles against AOP. R-Truth afterwards would attack The Miz. Or no, during the match, R-Truth would attack The Miz after Miz has turned on R-Truth. And we would finally see the return of the Wyatt Six, who are targeting The Miz. As we know, Wyatt Six seems to attack people that have, you could say, lost their way. This is specifically a Miz turning on R-Truth and teaming up with Final Testament. So the Wyatt Six would take them out. Raquel Rodriguez would have a pre-taped promo video about Rhea Ripley. Then the brawling with Seth and Bronson would continue backstage. Ultimately, we are getting those two versus each other at Crown Jewel. The LWO would defeat American Maid in a number one contenders match. So now we're having New Day versus LWO. This past Monday, which has already happened because this is Tuesday, but we will talk about it next week. And then in the main event, Jey Uso defending his title against Bron Breakker yet again, but this time. Solo Sikoa in the
It's line. Personal. Oh, sorry.
Solo and the Bloodline would show up. Solo kept saying during the match and all on the outside of the ring that he's there to help him. Well, it did not turn out that way. Jey Uso's run as Intercontinental Champion has been short-lived, and he is no longer the champ. Bron Breakker is Intercontinental Champion again. I'm seeing stuff online. Oh, Jey didn't have to lose the title in order to get involved in the Bloodline storyline. Did he? Did he not? Give me a way in. What else could he have done, Booker, whoever? How about you, Tim? What do you think? What could have? No, because I've been booking this exact thing for weeks.
I mean, there's a scenario where he just doesn't lose the title, and you put him in there anyway. But it helps get another guy over and have him move on to something else.
I think I said it on here.
You're going to be in like that. If you're with the Bloodline, you're doing like the main program on the show. So it's like, if you're going to be doing
across
that,
all the shows.
Yeah. So if you're going to be doing that, giving the belt to somebody else who could use it to help them, it's not like the worst idea, but
enjoy your spot.
Listen, brother, it's not going to work for me.
You take it. Dude. I'm glad the Bucks have stopped doing that. They're like, it doesn't work for us, brother. They're saying it on TV a couple times.
You know what that's? You know what that is, right? Though, that's Hogan's
Hogan
thing.
In
yeah,
WCW.
Well, in general.
Oh, okay.
They'd say
in WCW.
They'd say he'd scratch his Fu Manchu, And he'd say,
well, I thought it was when he had creative control. So WCW.
That doesn't work for me, brother. As he scratches his mustache. Those are the stories.
Let's get into SmackDown. Randy Orton would open up the show, and he would call out his good old friend Triple H. He's pissed at Triple H refusing to give him a shot at Kevin Owens. He asked Triple H to come out and explain why he wouldn't give him a match at Crown Jewel. Randy would accuse Triple H of protecting Owens. But Trip said, I'm protecting you,
Randy.
And he also said,
you see him. Oh, sorry. I got lost in the character for a second.
go. You got to pull Tim back sometimes. You got to pull him back. So they had a long discussion about it, and they called back to their 20-year friendship a few times, talking about, you know, Triple H invading Randy's home. Orton pleaded with Triple H to let him handle business the way he always has in the past, and Triple H finally agreed to give him the match, but told Randy to watch his own back.
He's like, I remember when you were in Batista's shoulders. And I gave him a thumbs down, and he dropped your ass.
me and Tim used to do Triple H, like, to the extent of, like, it became, like, unintelligible.
Oh, yeah, like, we would do the Triple H voice so thick that you couldn't understand anything. You want me to say something
like that? I'll be able to read it. Have you ever seen the video online of the guy being like, yo, can I get a mushroom pizza? And then it just like amps up every time to where it's like,
that's how we do Triple. That's how we used to do his voice. We'd be like, Sean, it was me. I'm going to take you outside. Like, you wouldn't even be able to understand it. Good times.
Andrade versus Carmelo Hayes, number 7, would happen. It's a number one contenders match for LA Knight's United States title. This match had LA Knight as special guest ref, but eventually LA got fed up with both men in the ring. He would hit the BFT on them both, and we would later find out, according to Nick Aldis, well, now it's going to be a triple threat match with all three of them at Crown Jewel. Let's talk about this Gunther and Cody segment, because Gunther's one of the funniest people, man. God. He's a huge troll. He gets out there.
Yeah, this
was
good.
One actually texted me how funny it was. He gets out there and he goes, Cody. He's like, so, Cody, what do you want to talk about? And so they had a face-to-face meeting, discussed their upcoming championship match. Not really any different besides their last encounters, except for Cody lost his cool at the end and would attack Gunther. Ludwig Kaiser showed up to help Gunther, and then Orton ran down to save the day. This Friday, we are now getting Orton and Cody teaming up against Ludwig Kaiser and Gunther because of this. Then, if you remember me saying last week, Motor City Machine Guns versus DIY was happening this week to earn a title shot. Motor City Machine Guns would come out, end up defeating DIY. Bloodline would then come out, who they would now have their upcoming match with. After introducing themselves,
Motor City Machine Guns and DIY on the indies like 8 years ago would have killed.
Crushed.
Crushed. They keep it. Sorry. All right. Keep it.
Don't get me started.
Sorry, I was getting. They fell into character for a second. Yeah. It was me, Sean. All right.
Alex Shelley gets on the mic and he says, why don't we do this match right now instead of waiting until next week? So, they had two matches back-to-back. Motor City Machine Guns against DIY and then Motor City Machine Guns against the Bloodline. Great match. Jimmy Uso would end up coming out. So would Roman Reigns. And then, let me see here. I got more notes. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, Bloodline came out, introduced themselves. The match would end up starting. Jimmy Uso would show up and attack Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. At ringside, Roman would soon join.
Hey.
And they fought on the stage.
You got a just want to let you know you got a hole in your shorts right there. One of your nuts is hanging out.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, hey, you got a touch on your pussy.
No, all right, God. Oh, it stinks. No, but do you remember though when Triple H was on Tough Enough and the guy does the flatback and he's like, he does the
when he talks to the guy about liking Goldberg.
He's like, let me see a flatback, and then he's like, just to let you know, one of your nuts is hanging out your shorts there.
He's like, oh,
you got a big hole. And he goes, you got a big hole right in there.
So yeah, Roman Reigns would come out and they fought on the stage as the match would continue. Then a mask man would give a super kick, as well as a chair shot while the ref was down. Ended up being Jey Uso. So the Bloodline had cost him his Intercontinental title. Well, he just cost the Bloodline their tag team titles. Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley would take advantage of the situation and scored the win to become, in their third match in WWE, the new tag team champion. Now, before we get to what happened afterwards, I really hope, and I think you do too, because I think you said it to me, that Trips has something planned for them. Why else would you do that? I mean,
it just feels like they're getting the only other person I think I compared it to, and it's a good comparison because also the whole TNA thing is like, the only other people I can think of that skipped developmental that weren't 6'4" and big, huge guys was AJ Styles. So I feel like they're getting the AJ push. They get to come right in and they're like, hey, let's see what happens. We'll give you guys a shot. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It seems like they're like, you guys are getting old. This is just my perception, but it's like, we don't know how much time we're going to get with you. Let's make it. Let's see what we got and see if it works. If not, and then
now,
whatever.
Gallows and Anderson only skipped NXT because of
AJ. Yeah, but I just don't think it had the same, like, it feels like they want to push the Motor City Machine Guns, where Gallows and Anderson, like, they were like, it was like, oh, do they really want to push him? Or like you said, it was a favor? Or like, is it because the internet fans were pushing for it? Like, this feels like a natural thing that they just wanted them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here for it. That's all I'll say.
No, yeah, for sure.
So afterwards, Jimmy and Jey would end the episode by embracing in a lovely hug in the middle of the ring as the OTC Roman Reigns looked on from the stage. So until Roman and Jey talked with one another and settle their dispute, looks like Roman's kind of on the outside looking in at the moment. But more happened this week on Raw, and we'll talk about that on the next episode before Crown Jewel. But speaking of Crown Jewel, let's get into some predictions. Triple H has broken his rule of like 5 or 6 matches with this one for a PLE. I'll tell you what. You look fucking ridiculous.
What?
All right. Who you got, Tim? Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton.
Randy.
Randy.
Rambi the Ram.
Things that like you and me have done that like no one would know about. Like
Andy and I used to add B's to every word. So if my name's Tim, he'd be like Timb, Rambi, Eb. Like our friend Eddie, we call him Eb.
Eb.
Everything was with a B. So like our friend, you know, Jesse, who listens to the show, and Glenn, it'd be like Glemb, or like Jesp.
Jesp.
Jesb.
So you say Randy. I'm going to go different and say KO.
Well, that's your prerogative. Just kidding.
Bronson Reed versus Seth Franklin Rollins.
You got to give Seth the win here, I feel like.
I'm going with Bronson.
We're two different. We'll see.
All right, women's tag team championships. Bianca Belair and Jade versus Chelsea Green and Piper Niven versus Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson from NXT versus Io Sky and Kairi Sane.
I'm going with Chelsea Green's team. They're going to do the surprise.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. And I think that's because I want Chelsea Green to win, not because I think. United States Championship match. LA Knight, Andrade, and Carmelo Hayes. I don't think they take it off of LA Knight yet.
No, not yet. I'm with you.
You're saying LA?
Yeah.
WWE Women's Crown Jewel Championship. Champion versus champion. Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan.
Nia.
All right. I'm going to go with
Liv.
But. And I'm going to keep doing this until it happens, but then Tiffany Stratton successfully cashes in.
All right. Booker Andy. That's going to be, I think that's a.
Pull the trigger before it gets stale.
What's it going to be? Pull the trigger, bitch. All right. A little suicide silence for the metalheads out there. Dude, you know there's one suicide silence fan out there right now that's like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Gunther versus Cody Rhodes. This will be great. Do you remember them at the end of the Rumble? Cody's first Rumble that he won?
I'm looking forward to this because, one, I like the dynamic of the two, like, properly dressed dudes in the suits. I don't know why. It just is, like, a cool vibe. Old school. And, like, these two guys are, like, two old school wrestlers. Like, I feel like it's going to be a good match. I think it's going to be some good old storytelling, brother. He's going to smack the shit out of Cody with some chops.
That meat off the back of Cody's torn pec.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to chop him. It's going to be, like, this big, like, he's going to fight back the whole time. It's going to be good. I got faith it's going to be good. Cobe.
I'm going to go with Gunther because I think now right now you got to think Cody is not a part of the bloodline stuff anymore. He's out of it. He needs to be brought back in. You get Solo doing some shit.
You get one. That's one more than you should get. Sorry.
It's two. You get three. It's two.
It's two. And fuck up. What's that comedian's name?
Chris Porter.
Man, he was funny.
So that's what I think happened. I think Cody or Gunther wins because someone interferes. Now. This isn't on my list because it was announced. I saw it late last night. I think this headlines the pay-per-view now. This just got announced on Instagram, which I hate when they do that, but it will be Solo, Tama Tonga, and Jacob Fatu versus the Usos and Roman Reigns.
All right. I mean, I like the match.
You going with Roman?
Yeah, of course. Usos? United, ain't no way. Yeah, Roman's first like real thing back since Mania. He ain't losing.
Who'd he team with?
When?
He teamed with Cody. That was his first one back.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's the one where he came back a couple like a month ago. He was like extremely like ripped. He was lean as fuck. Shredded. Yeah, dude. My boy got lean. Shredded. He was like, I only eat boiled chicken and broccoli.
Saw that video?
Miserable. No, dude, I had a guy today in the shop because I've been trying to lose like 20 pounds, and this guy today in the shop was like, he's like, dude, I'm gonna be honest. He's like, all my experience. He's like, I'm 5'5". He's like, it's hard for me to stay skinny. He's like, I eat the same thing every day. And he like gave me his whole diet. I was super healthy. And he's like, you see people with a six pack? He's like, all of them. He's like, I don't care what they do. He's like, they're all miserable. He's like, every single one of them is hungry.
He's like, the
only way to look like that is just to be hungry. And I was like, damn.
There's a video of Roman. And it's like, how do you look like that? And he's like, you have to be miserable. And he's eating chicken and broccoli. Just grilled Dude. Chicken. I'll play it.
You got to be miserable all the time until you get so used to it that you're not miserable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you got to eat. There's no secrets. There's no shortcuts. Eat clean, work hard. Get in shape.
The same, I mean, that same guy today was telling me, he's like, people will be like, oh, I'm just going to like run it off. He's like, then you go for a run and you burn off like 500 calories. He's like, then you come home and you have two fucking Oreos. And he's like, you just ruined your whole entire run. He's like, it's all about what you eat. He's like, the gym's great. He's like, but it's all about what you eat. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's true, dude.
Yeah, the ratio for it is like, food's more important than exercise.
Yeah. I mean, everybody always says, I don't know how we got into a body thing, but yeah, people always say that abs are built in the kitchen, you know? But yeah, the moral of the story is if you want a six pack, you just have to be miserable as shit and just be hungry.
You have to and eat miserable.
Boiled chicken and broccoli, dude.
I talk to people, you have to treat food like
it's a chore. It's not for pleasure.
It's just something you do. Like, you can't enjoy. Yeah,
that's what Vince would always do. He'd say, oh, Vince is, or fuel's just, or food's just fuel. It's like gasoline. He's like, it's not like for like pleasure.
Pleasure. So there's gonna be seven matches. I don't like that. I don't like saying that.
Pleasure.
So there's going to be seven matches on this card. It's this Saturday, and I'm sure it's during the day because it always is during the day, which means nobody spoil it for me. It's at 1 p.m. Eastern time. All then right. I go to Tim's house, and I watch it late.
That's right.
Don't be sending us stuff and messages.
Speaking of which, Andy and I are going to see The Devil Wears Prada tomorrow. It's going to be really good.
We're seeing Prada, like Moss the Flames, CU Space Cowboy. You don't mm-hmm. care for Silent Planet, but I like Silent Planet.
I like Silent Planet. It's just like
You're
his
like,
lyrics.
They're fine.
They're fine, but his lyrics just like annoy me sometimes. He's like, I was up in the cosmos. It's like always like. It's like some like crazy out of pocket shit. I'm just like, all right.
Let's read one.
Yeah, read me some lines of it.
Let's go off of there. 2020.
Oh god. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm like,
give me a good line, Jamie.
Let's do the song "Second Sun."
Of course, something about space.
Pull me from the catacombs and send me to the sea.
That's okay. See, like, you've already...
Split by the guillotine.
I like how the iridescent, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's something about the particles beneath me.
I could hear past the fog, iridescent. As the moon waved her goodbyes, I saw you in the thousand lights.
Yeah,
eternally.
I get
it. Iridescent.
We got it. We got it, guy. You like poetry and metaphors. give me another one.
Like, my lyrics are better.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's like I have no idea what you just said. I'm not thinking. He's an excellent screamer, and look, his lyrics are. He's a very smart guy. It's just, it's like Eminem. You know
tomorrow
when
tomorrow night cut to the vocalist on stage being like, "Where's that fucker, Tim Forrester?"
But you know how like people say that like Eminem became like too good, like he's like almost too much when he raps. Like it's like too like that's how this guy is with lyrics.
Napkins,
like it's
Babkins.
It's like it's just like over. It's like, all right, I get it. You're really good.
Do we have a classic show of the week, Tim?
We don't this week. It's been kind of a chill week.
It has been a chill week.
But we miss Jeremy, and we'd like to see him back. ASP. A.K.A. ASAP.
ASP.
Jerb, I need your ASP.
Well, take us out, Tim.
Well, this has been episode 152. Jeremy, we miss you. We'll see you back next week for 153. You know, just to go, no classic show of the week, just go enjoy wrestling. You know, whether you like old school, whether you like AEW, the Indies, Japan, WWE, just go watch something that you like. You know, it's supposed to be fun. And everything's so serious right now with the election here in America. So go, here's the homework for the week. You got to call up your favorite pizza place, all right? You need to get a half cheese, half pepperoni, large, and then sit behind your couch, and then do whatever you like to do to unwind, whether that be a little smo, a little drink, whatever you like, and then watch wrestling and enjoy, and you'll feel great.
Say spicy Hawaiian, but or angry Hawaiian or whatever.
Now, whatever pizza you like, you know, if you're one of those weirdos that likes like anchovies or. You know, I was going to say pineapple, but dude, all right, real quick before we head out.
Half the people drummer, already turned this off, but go on.
They've already turned it off, but some of them are stoned and still listening. They want to talk about food. So what you want to do is you want to get, so I had told a guy about this the other day, and he texted me, he said, it's okay to be wrong. So what you do is you get large cheese, and you get pineapple, ham, right, that's the classic. Everybody's like, yeah. Pineapple and ham, bacon, and then jalapeno. Bro, it's banging. The hot and the sweet. All right, everybody go eat. We'll see you next week.